Thousands of veterans are in Washington this Memorial Day weekend. They came to mark today's formal dedication by President Bush of a national World War II memorial. Nancy Marshall was out on the National Mall for the festivities and filed this report.
The World War II vets have been pouring into Washington since Thursday. With families in tow, they've been visiting reunion tents set up for them on the National Mall, attending concerts, and flocking to the new memorial, which sits between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument. Veterans wandered across the 7.5-acre memorial site among its fountains and granite columns. Some wore emblems of their service 6 decades ago. Many wore expressions of grief. 78-year-old Andre Beaumont was sent with 7 other men as a replacement in the Battle of the Bulge. He was the only one of the 8 who wasn't killed or wounded. Beaumont says he feels some of his comrades who didn't survive that winter are seeing the memorial through his eyes.
Some of those guys didn't have a chance to even get cold. It's really true. I mean, some of the guys got killed in a couple of days, so a long time ago.
2 brothers who fought in World War II, standing a few feet from Beaumont, are preoccupied with the present, specifically the conflict in Iraq. Ed Krasinski is 81. His older brother John is 85. They both served in the Pacific. Now they worry about U.S. troops in Iraq. John says the Iraq War was a big mistake.
With the evidence that they gave us Americans, with all his baloney, weapons here and everything, and no proof, and we're losing men every day. We have nothing to gain in this war, nothing.
But younger brother Ed says it's important to support President Bush.
He's still a president of the United States, and we must close ranks to give the support to them people that are there. And if I don't back up the president of the United States, then I'm not backing up our troops that are there.
Today, the Krasinski brothers were in the audience for the memorial's formal dedication. Swing music blared across the National Mall as veterans filled thousands of seats stretching from the new memorial almost to the Capitol. For many veterans, this was a day of difficult memories, and they grew somber as the dedication ceremony began with speeches from actor Tom Hanks, former Senator Bob Dole, and finally, President Bush. The president thanked the veterans for giving the best years of their lives to what he called the greatest mission.
At this place, at this memorial, we acknowledge a debt of long standing to an entire generation of Americans. Those who died, those who fought and worked and grieved and went on.
Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry was in the audience. He attended the dedication as part of a congressional delegation. Earlier, Kerry, a decorated veteran of the Vietnam War, gave the Democratic radio address, paying his own tribute to World War II veterans.
Because of them, liberty did not perish from this earth. When the future hung in the balance, they stood on the edge of tyranny and devastation and risked their lives for a history and a hope bigger than themselves.
The veterans basked in the recognition of their sacrifices. Some felt the National Memorial was long overdue, and they repeatedly mentioned former comrades who died without seeing it. They say they hope the memorial will serve as a tribute to their thinning ranks and a history lesson for future generations. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall in Washington.